From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Reaction Friday to reported remarks made by U.S. President Donald Trump describing immigrants from several countries as coming from an expletive meaning dirty and impoverished. United Nations Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville said this.
These are shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States. I'm sorry, but there's no other word one can use but racist.
Trump tweeted that he used tough language at the immigration meeting with lawmakers Thursday, but denied it was the language that has been reported. U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was at Thursday's White House meeting, confirmed to reporters that Trump used the, quote, vile, vulgar language. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran Friday without reimposing harsh sanctions to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Robert Rafael has more.
Trump said he was waiving the nuclear sanctions for the last time in order to give Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. In a statement, Trump said the U.S. will not waive sanctions again in the absence of such an agreement. He added that if he judges such an agreement is not within reach, he will withdraw from the deal immediately. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
New measures were also imposed on Iranian businesses and individuals for human rights abuses. You're listening to VOA News from Washington. Deadly traffic accidents are more than just individual tragedies. They're a drag on economic growth in developing countries, according to a new World Bank report. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
UN human rights spokesman.
Traffic accidents are a top 10 cause of death worldwide, according to the World Health Organization. 90% happen in the developing world. But the issue does not get much attention, says World Bank transportation expert Dipen Bose.
There is not a lot of political will in many low- and middle-income countries to take definitive actions to reduce road deaths and injuries.
The study Bose co-authored focused on five countries: China, India, Thailand, the Philippines, and Tanzania. It used mathematical models to estimate what each country's economy would gain from safer roads over a 24-year period.
So the results were quite startling.
Thailand would see a 22% boost to national income by cutting traffic deaths in half. The country's high rates of both economic growth and traffic accidents meant it had the most to gain. Tanzania would gain 7%. The other countries fell in between. These kinds of economic gains are something no national government can ignore, Bose said. The report says enforcing speed limits, helmet and seatbelt laws, and cutting down on drunk driving are low-hanging fruit. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis visits Chile and Peru next week to focus on the concerns of the indigenous people, but is likely to be overshadowed by the church's sex abuse scandal in Chile and political troubles in Peru. Only a few days ahead of the trip, vandals in Chile firebombed three churches in the capital, Santiago, and left a note that read, "Pope Francis, the next bomb will be in your robe." Francis, who is from Argentina and is the first Latin American pope, will arrive in Chile on Monday. The United Nations Human Rights Office says it is concerned about the large number of arrests in Tunisia as Tunisian authorities crack down on protesters demonstrating against price and tax hikes. Next Sunday is the anniversary of the 2011 revolution of the Arab Spring, which ushered in the so-called Arab Spring, a series of protest movements calling for reform in the Middle East and North Africa. The Philippines police chief said that anti-narcotics operations notorious for their deadly outcomes could make a comeback in the Philippines' war on drugs. The Director General, Roland De La Rosa, said bloodshed should be avoided. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.